Unofficially, I suppose I'm calling myself a prankster here because I've done dits quite a few times, but I don't necessarily, it doesn't really sit comfortably with me.
Oh, no.
But,
no.
Liz, if I can give you some confidence here, the way you handled it was first class. When I listened back to this for the first time, I was sitting with Sarah, my wife, and we were actually really laughing a lot at how well you were handling it and how you embraced the fact that you thought Sandy Vashaw from the Adelaide City Council was ringing you. So I think you've covered yourself in glory the way you've handled it. I just think we need to, before we play this prank, just quickly say you've had a history with parking tickets.
Yes.
All right. Which we go into. Mm. We've, fair to say, you're not the greatest fan of South Aussie with Cozzy show.
Oh, just that's a fraction. Not fair.
Just a little fraction. It's fair to say we have a little bit of fun at each other's expense about the fact you haven't been able to get into the housing market.
Yes,
and you think everyone who's a bit older was just lucky, and we think, a few other things. Anyway, so they all play a role.
There was a bit of material to work
with. They play in there's a history to a lot of the things in this prank. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Hello, Laura speaking.
Hello, Laura. It's Sandy here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
That's good. It's good to finally catch up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sorry, I was at a work thing on Friday and I'd had a few white wines, so I didn't think it was a good idea to do a work call.
No, absolutely. I knew I was calling you a little late, so don't worry about that at all. Now, look, before we even go on, I've been listening to the show. It sounds great.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's awesome.
Look, I love the boys, but, you know, just having a female voice in there, I think it's just sort of, you know, lifted it up a little bit.
Thank you so much. I'm having the best time.
That's great to hear. Good on you.
Yeah.
On you. Now, look, you're probably wondering why I'm calling.
Curious.
Yeah. Now, I ring obviously on behalf of the City Council here, and we've had the marketing department together and we're sort of looking at the CBD, and obviously as things start to get back to normal, we're trying to stimulate the economy in there and getting people back in, and we're sort of looking at you to help us out. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
I mean, I don't hear anything I don't like yet.
That's great. All right. Now, look, and I hate this for you, but I've obviously been listening to the show. Have you over $6,000 in parking fines? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. No. And potentially more. I mean, I've worked in the city for a long time in jobs where, like, I've had to sort of duck out, like, not, do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
My parking. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So sometimes I would just be 10 minutes late, but it's fine. I mean, it's all. I've helped put up a lot of park benches, I'm sure.
Because you were at the Golden Waddle, is that right?
Yeah. I think I didn't even earn money there. It was just parking.
Well, look, maybe this can rectify that for you. What we're doing is, as I said, we're sort of putting something together for the CBD. Mm-hmm. And, look, to start off, we wanted to offer you a sort of package. And it's not purely monetary, but what we're looking at is offering you free parking in the council area for the next three years. Now, that's for you to become an ambassador of the Adelaide City Council.
Wow.
Okay.
That would be amazing. I mean, you know my sweet spot, obviously.
Well, look, hold on. There's a couple of facets to this, okay? So, obviously, we'd like to partner with you. And as I said, marketing's been talking. So it's a campaign and it's basically called Back to the City, Baby. And the promotion's aimed at everyone, basically to get back in, use the businesses, shopping precincts, all the pop-up parties, restaurants, you name it. And basically we want you using your social media just to promote that, which you're essentially already doing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something you're comfortable with, obviously. Now, we've also, I don't know if Chris has spoken to you about perhaps a TV special that we've sort of got in the works as well. Has he spoken to you about that?
Dits?
Yes.
I haven't heard anything about that, but that's not unlike him to be a steel vice of information.
I'm sure. Well, we did tell him just to keep that on the download. But what it would be is a TV special on hospitality venues, again, in the CBD. Same drive sort of thing, you know?
Yep.
So a bit like South Aussie with Cozzy, where you share the hidden eats and secret restaurants, all that sort of business. And we're workshopping at the moment out and about in Adelaide with Loz and Dits. So he said probably best to check in with you and see what you think. But that's something that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I know this is a big commitment on top of your radio. So is that something you think you could juggle as well? So
just if you could email me what that like what it actually entails on a weekly. Is there any
of
way
course,
of this?
Of yeah. course. Yeah. Nice.
I'll have a big think about it.
Sure.
But it does sound great.
And this other one. Look, this is in the works. We're seeing how this goes, but it's looking quite positive at the moment. We've been in talks with a local developer, and what we're looking at, there's a two-bedroom apartment, or there's a number of apartments being built in the CBD this coming financial year. And where I know the boys give you grief about the housing market.
Right.
What we're trying to do here is get you a reduced price on a two-bedroom apartment, if you're interested, of course.
Oh. Holy
dooly. It'd be looking at like $100,000 off the base price there.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, look, don't say anything at the moment. Just sit on that and have a think and okay. talk to your manager maybe. See yep. if you like the sound of it, okay?
Yep.
If you do like the sound of that, Laura.
Yes.
That's bad luck because everything I've just said is a prank from your new team.
Are you kidding me?
I have to put my hand up. It's not Sandy, the Lord yeah. Mayor.
Sandy sounds so husky. What is going on?
I'm going to hell. I realise that it's Michelle from Triple M Perth here. It's lovely to meet you.
Oh, God.
Under such extenuating circumstances.
Oh, Michelle. You are a bad bitch.
This is what I said to the boys. I go, is she tough? Can she handle this? Because this is a lot. And no, she's tough.
You know what? I was like, I'm like really uncomfortable with everything you just offered me, but I didn't know how to say it. Like, I'm like, oh, God, like social media. Oh, my God, I'm like $100,000 off a house. What do I have to do for that? I'm actually a little bit relieved. To be honest.
Oh, my goodness.
Me out.
Laura, you are a champion. I don't know what you're going to do now, but there's payback coming from your side.
Yeah.
You better make something good up, and I'm happy to be involved.
Do you know any hitmen who could kill them for me? Because I've been driving around the Unley area doing laps because I didn't want to park and lose Bluetooth connection on my phone, and I feel like the biggest tosser in the world. That is so
I'm going to go and have a shower and scrub myself now.
Yeah, me too. I put myself in an incinerator and I still won't be clean.
Oh, my God, Laura. I'm so sorry.
Right. No, look, that's fine. That's fine. You just don't worry. You were just a mercenary hired.
All the best. I hope you get them back bad.
Thank you very much.
You took it really well.
Well done.
Well done. Oh, just like listening back, that poor girl just thinking that she was getting.
She didn't want to do it.
No, well, I didn't want to do the TV show, but I would have taken the free parking.
I thought that was the highlight.
Oh, God. We've got to have a bit of fun, Loz. Well done.
Guys. Well done.
Ditz will counsel you now.
Yeah.
This is unfair.
Has this been legal, Greg?
Hello,
is that Chris?
Yes.
Oh, g'day, Chris. My name is Tony Nankervis from Channel 10 in Sydney. How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. I hope I've caught you at a bad time. It's just a very exciting call, actually. I don't know if you're interested in this, but we have got some work going on next year's big slate show, the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and we thought to give you a call because we've done some good research and I think you're going to be a perfect fit. What do you think about that show?
Is this a joke or not?
Sorry? it's one of our big ticket items, and I think you'll fit in really nicely because if I can give you a bit of a background, last year we had some really big success with the big opinionated characters, the ones who can really bring out the best of everyone. And what we've heard on the radio and what we've heard through the grapevine is that you'd be a great fit for that. We'd love to sort of give you an audition or sort of to bring you in, but ideally just to get you on the show.
So what's the process? What do we need to do from here?
Right, the process. Well, first of all, we want to make sure that this stays confidential, obviously, between yourself and me, because we're looking at casting. We would probably send down some people to come and have a chat with you, maybe do a couple of screen tests. If you're happy with all that, we just get going, give you a schedule for next year. You'd probably have to keep it confidential until you speak to your employer.
So require, how long are you away for and all of that sort of thing?
Well, that's the great part. I thought if we could see how far your commitment can go, I mean, if you could go the whole length, we'd love that. If would you be keen on that?
Oh, look, I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know what the show is, but I haven't really watched it, or I don't know what sort of commitment there is, to be honest.
Well, there are many interesting things we're doing this year, actually. We're going to be bringing in... See, I'm sort of towing the line here. I don't want to tell you too much, but I also want to get you interested. Really, we've got some great challenges, physical challenges this year. The idea is to get you interacting with the names that are getting involved. And we have an American celebrity this year. I should have mentioned this up front. She is... let that slip. She'll bring in the crowds, this one, and I think...
Okay.
If you're watching, yeah. So, yeah, sure. Is there anything you won't do on TV?
Bloody hell, I don't know. God, what an open question. Probably nudity.
There is a little bit of nudity, just so that I'm up front with you, just if I'm open and honest. Probably just from the shirt up, though, like nothing below the belt.
I don't know, it's fine. No, I don't know. Look, I've always... You know, probably animals scare the shit out of me a bit, really. Snakes and things like that, which I know, I think there's probably been a bit of that along the way, but I don't know.
We look after you in that regard. I mean, if you're, you know, petrified of, I am too, don't worry. But we make sure the place is fairly secure. Some of those things are between you and me, just sort of stage. I actually think this whole exercise, if we're willing to go through it, is going to be great for your profile on the national level. I'm sure we know you're popular in South Australia, but I think there's a wider audience for you, and that'll come through on the show.
So what will be the next step then?
So the next step is if I can take at least a sort of tentative tick off you, they'll get in contact with Nina down in Adelaide, and I think next step from there is we hook up a time in the next couple of weeks before Christmas, really. We want to get this going.
All right.
Sounds good to me. Are you excited about that?
I'm nervous, apprehensive, and probably scared, to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know.
What I'm actually, I was thinking, I had it sort of jotted down in my notes. I thought you might ask about money, but you haven't asked. It must mean you're passionate about it.
I think let's sort other things out first, I reckon. Yes. We'll get there.
Well, Chris, I really thank you for your time. I really appreciate the call. I'll get in touch with Nina now. Very excited. And we'll look forward to having that conversation with you shortly.
All right. Thanks, mate. Great. So, thanks.
Thank you, mate. See you.
Yeah.
Who was that, Blake? He was very good. Who is that? Who is he?
That's a guy called Mina from sales.
Was it he that works here?
Yeah.
That bastard. Wait. He's always
Didn't
been a nice
you
bloke.
Turn quick. Oh, I hate I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. What a garbage show. I've never watched that rubbish.
Listen,
you were
there,
on.
Ball dust.
You were halfway in
Why
the show.
Why didn't I ask for money?
Because you wanted to be on there so much.
So anyway, after I hung up, I rang Kate. I said, now, you're not allowed to tell one person. You cannot tell anyone about this. You know what she said to me? She goes, that's got Tex Walker written all over it, you idiot. Straight away. I said, no, it hasn't. I said, this bloke was really, he's very convincing. He rang from Sydney. She's gone, you're an idiot, Tex Walker. It was actually Alice the Wag. You wait.
No, it was actually Rue's idea. What? I'm not copying all this. It was Rue's idea.
It was not.
How come? Why, when I needed to get Tex during the year, you had no ideas? I said, brainstorm for me. I need to get Tex, but you came up with nothing.
Alice and I thought, right, this is an opportunity. In about a week and a half's time, Ditz has got to host the 100.
This weekend.
Yeah, I know, but when we're planning the prank, Ditz, just let me tell the story. About a week and a half, so it took a lot of planning. This stuff doesn't just happen. This doesn't just roll out. We thought.
So you're very busy then, aren't you, obviously?
Yeah, we are getting content for the show.
A week and a half to do
this tour. So Ditz has got to host Port Adelaide's biggest gala event in its 150-year history. No bigger event. And Daniel Norton, who is the general manager of media and communications at Port and also of Pranks.
Oh, I thought we was a good bloke.
We thought we'll ring him because he'll have to get in touch with Ditz to talk about, you know, the event and the interviews and how it's all going to work. Let's set him up and get Norts to say that, you know, they've heard a few of the rumours on Triple M, blah, 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 and they want to use someone else, because we know that Ditch would hate that, because Ditch grew up in the Port Adelaide club rooms. He loves the footy club. This would break his heart.
Hello.
Ditch, Norts, mate, from Port Adelaide, bud. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
You got a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
So the Gale stuff, mate, I hate doing this. We'll bring this up now, but I got a conference call from the events team yesterday who are really concerned with you emceeing on Friday night.
Okay.
Look, apparently they've heard in recent times, and I don't know where they've heard this, some sort of promo or something, I don't know what's going on, but apparently you've emceed a few things in recent times and you've had to refund someone, or and there was another one where did some memorabilia break or something, or something random like that. Does that make sense?
What?
Helen told me from our events team that you had to refund the person or the company that you were emceeing for, and then there was another incident where someone fell asleep and...
Oh, my God.
Is any of that true?
Yeah, but it's a joke.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
no.
God. One of the boarders has heard this, rang the events guys. The events guys called me last night and said, mate, we've got to pull this. And I'm like, what's 2 or 3 days from the event? 1,600 people going. It's one of the biggest events in the club's history. I said, mate, I said, Ditch is Port Adelaide through and through. He's fine. Like, he knows our product more than anybody. And they said, nah, it's too high risk. And then the other thing is there's Kane Corns who's chomping at the bit as well to MC, and he's been involved. So I don't know what to do, mate.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mate, doesn't bother me. That's fine. I changed my life. Don't worry about it. But that's, tell a board member, well done. That's quite embarrassing.
So you're saying it's all that stuff's a joke?
Yes.
Because let me go back and I'll follow up. Can we leave it at that? I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Well, as I said, I reckon leave it. If Kane's that keen to do it, let him do it. Because I feel a bit flat now. That's just ridiculous. Do you know? I'll tell you. You've got to know what happened. You've got to know the story so you know what you're talking about. I told a funny story about I was invited to the Campbelltown Rotary Club on a Monday night to speak to them. When I got there, the bloke said to me, he said, you know what Rotary people are like? They're all sort of in their 80s and 90s. He said, don't be offended if some people nod off and go to sleep. I said, oh, mate, good as gold. I then did my speech. He said to me, he said, hell, no one went to sleep. I then said, well, geez, I must be good. That was a feather in my cap. That is the story I told on radio.
Well, somehow someone's got the wires crossed. They think someone fell asleep in the front row on the main table. This is the information that we've got. And that you're at some event at Kooyong and you dropped some $5,000 memorabilia piece that shattered everywhere. And you had to pay it back or something?
No. I know where this has come from. It's all a joke. Roo has been taking the piss out of me about my guest speaking. So last week, it's been an ongoing thing. Last week, I turned up at the Provis Club, who are all senior citizens, and this is where it's funny. They forgot that they'd engaged me. I got there, and the bloke that had rung me looked at me and said, what are you doing here? I said, oh, I'm your guest speaker. He said, oh, are you? I said, yeah. So every week, North, there's been one of these funny stories. It's an ongoing joke about my guest speaking experiences.
All right, okay. Obviously, everyone's got their wires crossed here. This is not ideal.
Yeah, but also, and Norts, look, now that you've said all this to me, that board member, please, if they can minute it at their meeting, that I'm actually a decent person, I'm not a high risk. Like, for God, that's embarrassing. I'm high risk. Jesus, I did your function last year. I've done plenty of functions over here. I don't think I've, you know, got up on stage and got my out or anything. Jesus Christ, that's... Anyway, it's not your fault. I'm not going to crack at you, but if that board member could actually rectify it and say, oh, actually, I got this totally wrong, that'd be nice.
Yeah, all right, mate. All right, mate. I get it. I've known you for years. I love your work, so, yeah. All right, mate, leave it with me.
Okay. Sorry,
mate.
See ya.
Thanks, dude. Bye.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker. Hang on. I just need you to adjust those minutes, please. Board meeting number in our March board meeting. Just want to adjust these minutes here. Ditz is actually a very good person.
Can I tell you something? So after I've been stitched up, I went home. And I told Kate the story. And then when I got to the bit, when I got to the bit where, the, and I said, oh, and he did it really well. He said I'd be high risk. And she goes, oh, you are. I looked and said, oh, thanks. So, my wife.
Yeah. Anyway, we felt so bad for you, Ditch, because we did. We actually felt so bad that we thought we better ring you back and reveal that it was a prank.
Hello.
Ditch, Norts again, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I've got something to tell you, actually. I thought of that out pretty quickly. You with me?
Yeah.
Mate, all that was just a prank. Roo put me up to that.
Oh, bullshit. You
Roo put me up to that. So,
you
mate, yeah, I fell for you. I was like, this is killing me. This is killing me.
Oh, my God.
So, mate, you're on. We love you. You're on.
So
leave us now. We need you for Friday night.
It, was that recorded?
Yes, hello.
Love you. Oh, Jesus. You wouldn't believe I'm shaking.
I'm shaking.
I feel terrible, and I'm like, oh, Ditch, I love you, mate. And, oh, I'm so sorry, mate.
You are the worst.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. I'll wait for you for me.
All right, mate. I will give you a call back, though. Thanks, mate.
Now, do you know what?
Oh.
I googled all the board members' names.
Oh, the poor board members.
Yeah.
You were going to trying to work out it going, who did it.
Which one of these
wouldn't
bastards?
Be him. He wouldn't do that.
I was thinking Darren Carr wouldn't do it to me.
No.
I was going through them all.
Mm.
We're at Triple M. We have pranked Chris Dittmar once.
Is there anything you won't do on TV?
Bloody hell, I don't know. What an open question. Probably nudity.
Twice.
2 weeks ago when I had all these Chinese massage parlors ringing me up.
Three times.
Mate, all that was just a prank. Roo put me up to that.
Oh, bullshit.
In fact, we've lost count.
April Fool's Day.
You are.
We must be due for another prank.
Oh, must be.
Must be, Jew. Yeah. So you need some gym equipment, so we thought we'd try and get you some for nothing, Dits.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Gemma here from Australian Gym Equipment. How are you going?
Oh, Gemma, how are you? Sorry I haven't called you. I honestly totally forgot. Alice just rang me then. I'm sorry. I haven't been avoiding you, I promise you.
No, that's totally fine. Look, I'm just happy to get the opportunity to chat to you this afternoon or this morning, sorry.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I've been speaking to Alice and the sales team there, and we'd love your help in getting exposure with our gym equipment. We're really trying to get into the SA market, and obviously you're building a gym, so we thought, fan of Triple M and you guys in the morning, I thought, let's reach out. And super happy that you've accepted the call. Now, is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, it is. But I've sort of got, I'll tell you, I've got most things because I don't just want to take, grab anything for the sake of it. So I've got a bike and a stepper. There's my wife, she will use it as well. We've got a bike and a stepper. I've got one of those little multi-gym things. I've got a slam ball thing that you use. There's a couple of free weights, so we've sort of got a bit of stuff.
We're happy to gift you a 10K voucher, essentially, to use on any gear that you want. Now, a friend of mine actually knows Robert Crouch. I don't actually know who that person is, but he said that you used to be a bit of a weapon on that Versa climber. So we can do something like that if that's what you're interested in. But like I said, a 10K voucher.
Kind and generous. My God.
Huge fan. So what we'd want in exchange is obviously a bit of promo on the ends, some Instagram videos and socials of you actually using it, if that's something you can offer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's why don't I come and see you then, and we'll discuss how we can do it and what we'll do.
We're actually based in Melbourne, so we'd probably do Zoom chat if that works well. But we do have a activewear range as well. Is that something that we can gift you and your wife so that when you're in the videos, you can wear it? Now, what colour would you like?
I think, do you have
we could do port
navy
colours.
Blue and black? Yeah, port colours.
Yeah, blue, perfect, blue. Now, you've got blue eyes, don't you? That'd look nice. That'd suit you. Right. Now,
hey, I'm no model. No model, for God's sake.
Well, now, we do, the key to our gym gear, we do have smart technology as well with watches that syncs to machines, and so we can actually see you training. But now this, I don't mean to be awkward, but with our gym gear, we do want to see some progression, if that makes sense. Yeah. So we're happy to build a plan for you, and then we want to see, we want to see like before and after shots, if that's something that you can offer too.
Yeah, fantastic. No, that'll give us something to, you know, try and achieve and whatever. That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd
and we good. Can assist. We can assist with a personal trainer. We can, can definitely assist with a personal trainer too. But, like, it's really important that all of this is on Triple M socials and as many plugs as you can get on air, just because we are supplying this stuff. And obviously we'll use the images of you, but we just need to know that you're committed to losing weight.
Yep, definitely.
And look, if you think, look, I'm super excited that you're going to be our brand ambassador / influencer. I think it's going to be super awesome. Now, do you know who the owners are?
No.
Of Australian Gym? I think you've met them. Their names are Alice, Matt, Sam, and Mel.
You're a f***ing
You'll be right, Nick. You look good in those pork colours.
The before and after photos.
Yeah, very good.
Are you committed to losing weight?
you hesitated.
Is that Caitlin?
No.
Who is it?
Nah.
Bella.
It's Bella.
You, Bella.
Sorry.
Very good. Well done. Very good. Very good.
All right. Yeah. Get to that gym, Dits.
F*** off.
It'll never, ever, ever happen again, that. It'll never happen again. That is the last one, and we've only done 10.
I've just seen here on the screen, make sure you thank Bella. Bella? You've got to be joking.
No, good on you, Bella.
Bella, who works down at Never Never these days. She used to work with us. She's doing a great job down there at the gin distillery. I'll be going to the gin distillery before I go to the gym. The one thing I want to comment during that is I've made promises that I just couldn't possibly keep. Like, you can advertise on Triple M for sure. I'll do that for you.
As long as I get 10 days worth of you.
It's not even my call. What was I thinking?
Yeah, the time has come to get one of the Rush Hour boys. They've been picking on us, and we thought, all right, let's get back at them a little bit here. Bernie's been starring on the Rush Hour, and I thought sort of by myself that I reckon he'd be good on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I would have thought he'd like to go on it potentially, Loz. So we wrote a little script up and tried to get him pranked, and this is what happened.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here!
Hi, Bernie speaking.
Hello, Bernie. How are you? It's Michelle here from Channel 10.
Oh, how are you?
Very well. How about yourself? Yes. Doing well?
Yeah, going well, thank you.
Oh, very good. We are really keen to get you on board this year. It's going to be a huge show. We're able to go overseas again, which is great for us. How would you say percentile-wise? You're pretty keen?
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly keen. I think we spoke about this through... Well, Sally Harris, a few years ago, I'm not sure how long you've been there, but...
No, not too long.
Sort of flagged it a little bit. I think it was about 2 years ago, and then it didn't eventuate.
We've noticed just a trend with you. You've grown a lot. I mean, Adelaide, you've sort of always been over, but Melbourne, you've really picked up. You do some radio in Melbourne as well, is that correct?
Yeah, I do Triple M, under the Triple M banner, but it's sort of Triple M footy, so I'm in Melbourne every weekend.
Right.
During footy season, which is, I do a Saturday show. Actually, everything I do is a lot of fun, so it's like pretty lighthearted, almost a piss take for a couple of hours, generally a game on Saturday, and then a show called Bounce on Fox Footy Sunday nights, and then head home.
Tell me a little bit more about Bounce. So this is TV, is that correct?
That's, again, like a lighthearted, almost piss take of the weekend of footy. So it's like press conferences where coaches have given it to journalists,
you know, backboards have fallen over on them. Like that, that's sort of like down that path. Yeah, I'm very lucky with what I do.
Oh, nice. Well, see, I would think that the rub and bounce there, they're probably, yeah. they're probably the ones that have projected you into Melbourne. Which do you think is probably the yeah. stronger, the two of those, to help you out with your profile?
TV's always good because they see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably, I would say. But then the Saturday rub is like one of the highest rating footy shows there is. Okay. Yeah, sort of just us five sit around and try and take the piss out of each other and find out what each other's been doing. And
nice. Your profile's just skyrocketing. It's the stats we're getting on you are really good, hence wanting to have you as part of I'm a Celebrity. Oh, you've seen the show before, have you?
Yeah.
What about entertainment sort of things like singing? Can you, like, you know, pump out a tune at the drop of a hat? Are you a bit shy in that area?
Nah, terrible singer, terrible dancer, terrible at most things, but... Nah. I'll have a crack at everything.
Oh, very good, very good. And any real phobias that you've got running around there, you know, like spiders, snakes, certain people that we might want to put in the camp with you?
Oh, well, all right. Now you've said people, I've got a long list. I'm not a huge fan of snakes, to be honest.
What about the eating part of it? Because, I mean, let's face it, you've seen it before. It's quite... It's near the regions every time.
I would definitely have a crack at it. No way. But I'd, I'm actually not too bad at eating. I'm not going to sat around and go, oh, I'm going to eat that sort of shit. I would definitely have a crack. I wouldn't be someone who goes, I can't do that.
No, that's exactly what
that's not a challenge either, I swear.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that sounds good. So far as physically, how are you sitting at the moment? Because obviously people are watching you and looking, you know, you might just be in a pair of shorts or something. You know, are you looking all right at the moment?
No, my dad bod's going pretty well. So. Well, I could probably try and sharpen it up, but I wouldn't have been career best, Nick.
Yeah. Now I actually hear a swirling rumor or two. You're not too shy about the kit coming off. Is that correct?
The kit. Yeah, I am the next day, but the night I do it, I'm not.
Well, nearly all of us have been there. I like it. Okay, now we've got a few other people. Do you want a little sneak peek of who's probably going in at this stage? Not 100%, but a pretty firm list. I can go through a few of them.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, so we've got, you'd be familiar with Sam Pang, front bar. He's 99.9% in. Do you know Sam personally?
Yeah, see, I did Nova with him in Melbourne for 5 years, I think.
He's not part of my group. How do you think he'd go?
Nah, he'd be awesome because I love his humour because he's just so harsh and blunt
I
love to see him doing some of those challenges though because he's never put in a position where he's uncomfortable.
That tends to be his point.
positions, he's fine with it, so... This would be good to see.
Also, there's a mixed bag here. Do you know Kath and Kim, Gina Riley and Jane Turner?
Yeah, they're going in.
Do you know them personally, do you?
No, I don't, but I've...
But a fan.
Just sort of know who they are, yeah.
Now, and we've got there's an asterisk next to this one, but Michael Clarke is, I mean, he was pretty over the line, but as you can imagine, she's a little wild at the moment, just between you and I. While we're talking about this, just you don't have any camp park hamstring sort of things of your own, do you?
I've never done a hamming in a fight.
You never come to blows with Carla or anything.
No.
I tell you what, I mean, and you know, you're already in the public eye. People will dig around and sort of try and unearth these things. So that's good. There's a couple of intruders as well. I'll give you these aren't 100% locked in, but we've also got, we're looking at Ben Cousins maybe as an intruder.
Yeah.
This is a big one. I don't know if we're going to get this across the line, but Donald Trump to be 48 hours. How do you actually feel about him?
I'm not strong either way with him. I think he's actually hilarious when he's in the media. I couldn't believe he's president.
Yeah,
hilarious. Some shit coming out of his mouth. I thought it was great entertainment value.
just because it didn't really affect me too much.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like if he's actually running your country, you'd probably think, what is going on here? But I just thought it was hilarious, some of the stuff he's put with.
I was going to say, horrendous for America, entertaining for the rest of us. Yeah, now,
exactly.
There's actually a couple more that are going in as well, and that's Rude Dits and Loz, because they need to see your face when they realise that you've got pranked.
Oh, no.
It's Michelle here from Triple M in Perth. How are you doing? When was it that you started to sort of trip and go, hang on a minute?
Well, no, I'm always wary of stuff. I'm always wary from the start.
Well, be wary of these guys. This is about the third one they've had me do. I apologise profusely.
Yeah, that's fine. No, that's all good. I get it. That's great.
Marcus Shudo, text me. Let me know when it's done, all right?
Oh, he was so good, wasn't he?
He was. He was super nice.
Yeah, he
was
didn't so pot lovely. Anyone, didn't throw anyone under the bus.
He didn't even pot Donald Trump. He was nice
he's
about everyone.
You know, he's friendly with everybody.
And that's why we love him. Oh, that's why we love him.
Bernie. I feel bad now.
We just shot Bambi.
Yeah,
we did. Sorry, Bern.
Sorry,
Bern. I had nothing to do with it.
Neither did I.
My hands are clean.
Good stuff.
It's me when it's done.